How are you, Allison?
Great. How are you, Sheila?
I'm great, Allison. Thank you for asking.
Are you happy?
I am happy. Funny you should ask that. As one thing that jumped out on me on the last payday was someone asked about being happy, and of course I don't remember who that was, or how to get happiness. Maybe that's what she said. See, I was in the middle of painting, so that everything was kind of a blur. But then Ian said, oh, we're so glad you asked. No one's ever asked what happiness is. And he went on to say that happiness is from the word hap, which is, I don't know if it was Old English or Old French, which meant luck. And Bob said, oh, yeah, happiness has to do with luck. You make your own luck. Or you set your own luck. You set it up the way you want it. And then Ian went to say, yes, happiness is marked by good fortune. Happiness means marked by good fortune. Which I thought was totally brilliant. I mean,
this was last week?
This was Saturday. This was just Saturday.
This last
yeah.
Saturday. Wow.
Yeah, because he said it has nothing to do with your joy or all that stuff. It is marked by good fortune.
Oh, I can't wait to listen again. I think you listen to this in another dimension. yeah, I'm looking it up. Definition of hap. And yeah, all I had to do was spell H-A-P.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Old English, from the Norse hap, H-A-P-P, good luck. How cool is that? Chance and fortune. So you create your own. Well, I just stuck that in there as my bias. I create my own good fortune.
Well, yeah, Bob said you create your own luck.
And I wouldn't think luck would necessarily be in our vernacular. You know, it sounds so... so chancery or so... What's the opposite of luck?
Misery? Doom?
Yeah.
Gloom? Gloom? I don't know. Misfortune?
You know, I wonder how it applies to joy, too. Happiness and joy. I wonder if there's...
Well, apparently, I mean, he said that it wasn't about joy.
Oh, now we have a new... It's no longer about joy. Wow. Or happiness isn't about joy.
Joy is so last century.
You are so... Wait, what was he saying to Bert? So old school.
Yes, it's old school. Joy is old school. We don't do joy anymore. We've left our
Bert.
Joy.
I know. He's bracing himself for the next rejection. You're going to say that's old school, aren't you?
Poor Bart.
I know. I loved his portion of last week. I've listened to that a couple of times. With the chi.
All right, yeah, well, that's Bert. That's not Bart.
I said Bert, didn't I?
No, I don't know. I thought you said Bart.
You know, they maybe are going to have to do something about their names.
I don't have a problem with them. You're the only one that's a problem with them.
Well, I thought I said Bert, so I meant Bert.
Right.
If I said Bart, I apologize, because I knew it wasn't Bart. But Bert, it was on a couple of weeks. We have so much to cover from the last two paydays. My gosh, we're going to need a lot more time than we've allotted for today. So
right.
I'll have to do another one after this.
Let's
before Bob jumps in another 20-hour call.
I know, really. It's like, no, we can't comment on all this.
You know what I love, though? I was on almost the last hour listening to him in the morning. And I mean, they went till noon. You probably saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob was still so happy and reading everything. And, you know, usually people have a lull of some sort. Very impressive. I sent a little note in, and he noticed, and... But I think he's good about noticing anybody that's adoring of him.
Yes, yes, you got that in very cleverly. You'll be getting your door prize in the mail.
Oh, yeah, maybe before. Now, he's so funny. He is so funny. What, there was something... Oh, I know one thing I wanted to tell you. Did you hear... Did you hear the portion where Susanna was, this is like around the midnight hour of last week, I think it was. And Susanna's all quiet and talking, and Bob's, she asked Ion something. I don't even remember what it was now. And then Bob was noting her pillow voice. I love the way he sounds, so in love. Fatherly kind of in love, but all around in love. But anyway, and so Susanna's saying something, and then I think her answer was a Bible verse. Somebody read it because she didn't have it in front of her.
Right.
And then Yosef comes on and reads something, and I couldn't even tell what it was. Do you know what it was?
No, it was bizarre. It was, I have no idea what the reference to that was. If it was an obscure poem or haiku or something from the Emerald Tablets, or who knows what that was.
Okay,
what the hell is that?
Yeah, I feel better because I could not discern Bible verse, segue to anything. And then with Susanna, there was a great long silence, which there are many these days, which is kind of fun. And so there's this great long silence, and she says, you know, Yosef, was that meant for me? And then
she says, yeah, what did you say? Didn't she ask them point blank, what did you say? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think she was trying to figure out, did you just read something to me? She didn't even know if it was meant for her. So, but it was right after her conversation with Ion.
Right.
And Ion's still on, you know,
right.
What was going on. And then there's nothing. And then I loved it because it was, I mean, I can't really name everybody who was on. I think it might have been John and Andrew and and there were people. I think Bert was still on. Bert, B-E-R-T, was still on, and they were saying, you know, Bob is going, Joseph, answer her, and everybody. Mm-hmm. I could hear them in the background going. Somebody goes, why? And it was because she asked a why question, or what? What could she try to rephrase, and it was still a degree of separation. And she sounded like she was probably tired too. But she's also not talking to Ion, so she's not so self-conscious about how she's phrasing the question.
Right. And
so anyway, you remember this.
Yeah, and Ion says, well, ask Joseph, and Bob, or she said, I asked him, and he wouldn't answer, and he said, well, he doesn't have to, he's God.
I love that. Yeah. I thought he got kicked off. You know, I thought, well, muted or, you know, he dropped off somehow. Because I don't think that seemed like it was really what he would do.
And then somebody came on and pretended to be Joseph. Is that what you're talking about, that whole thing?
Well, I didn't. I know I mentioned that to you the other day, but what happened right after that was so funny to me because they go along and they're talking, and that was a great response from Ion that I didn't expect. I thought it was very cool. You know, well, he's a God. He doesn't really have to answer you until you engage. I think that was the point. She wasn't necessarily engaging him. It was more of a question. Maybe that's the difference between asking a degree of separation or engaging with someone. You know, one is when you ask it from that degree of separation, you're not really engaging them because you're not meeting them on a level of a God. Well, that's something to ponder. But what I was going to say was there was a guy who came on later that sounded, he had an accent. And they had mentioned the raising of the dead in Latvia, that was one of the places that the bones had been raised. And so whoever it was asking him in this accent, you know, about the Latvia location of the bones and all this. And I was listening, and I was like, and Bob thought it was Joseph.
Right.
And so everyone
saying, that's not Joseph.
Yeah. And Bob didn't really register it, I don't think. He was just saying, I'm not going to let you talk to, you know, you can't We're not going to answer you. You didn't answer Susanna.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember thinking, that sounds like Kiki to me.
Mm-hmm.
It totally sounded like Kiki because he answered
mm-hmm.
It was a great accent.
Mm-hmm.
About chocolate cigarettes and blah, blah, sausages or something. And
chocolate cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, but it was so funny because Bob's like, somebody goes, well, you know, everybody's saying, well, that's not Joseph. And Bob says, well, it represents his archetype. That was so perfect.
That was a lot of bullshit. And I wonder what Ian would say to that.
Oh, we thought you'd never ask.
Oh, my God. Ian, is that you?
Whoa.
Of course. Here we are enjoying ourselves at the Beauchene Peninsula, but you know that Jack Harkness got a little too cheeky, if you know what I mean. So here we are with you. You know we love to play.
Oh, my God. Ian, what's it like where you are from, the Beauchene Peninsula?
It's so delicious. We have, we got all kinds of stuff here. Let's see. We got a face of Bojangles. We've got a face of Bowling Alley. And I hear we're getting a Trader Bo's real soon.
I wouldn't have imagined that.
Oh, yes, and we even have a Starbucks.
Oh, let me guess, a Starbucks. Is it bigger on the inside?
No, but the cups are. You finish a Grande Double Mocha Latte and you'll pee your brains out. The flavored coffees are a little different. They have Cat Purr Cappuccino, which they make right there in the sink, Puppy Breath Breakfast Blend, and they tried Donkey Balls Decaf, but not so much.
Donkey Balls Decaf. Oh, my God. That sounds close to sewage. I could see why that might not be so popular, although I love sewage. But
oh, honey, if it was a 100% knock-it-out-of-the-park sewage, it would fly off the shelves. Pardon our pun. You better get you some before the storm comes.
Well, you know,
talking about that perfect storm, it's coming, y'all. We keep telling you, but don't mind us. We're just a little old non-physical.
Yeah, you keep talking about this perfect storm. It led into that the topic of a global cooling versus global warming.
Global warming. It's ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as Al Gore, that Tennessee cattle thief. We will not listen to a man that steals cows. Hello, I am Al Gore. Let me tell you about global warming and how wonderful I am because I have a Nobel Peace Prize and how much I love to steal cows. It's ridiculous. More suffering cats.
Oh, my God, Ian, you're on a rampage there. Yeah, Ian, can you describe the effect of the coming red tide?
I have told you this 1,873,463,200.
This is not a valid menu option.
But since we don't believe in time, I guess I haven't told you at all. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
Oh, man, we're back to Ezekiel. Can you get that? Just hold on, Allison, I'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's all there. It's all there, over and under, and everything a rabbit can do to a stump. right there in front of you.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 4.
Don't you worry, it'll be over soon.
And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife, take
mm-hmm.
thee a barber's razor,
mm-hmm.
and cause it to pass upon thine head and upon thine beard.
Right.
Take thee balances to weigh and divide the hair. Verse 2. Thou shalt burn to the fire a third part in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled, and thou shalt take a third part and smite about it with a knife, and a third part thou shalt scatter in the wind, and I will draw a sword after them. Verse 3, thou shalt also take thereof a few in number, and bind them in thy skirt. Verse 4, Then take of them again, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire, for thereof shall a fire come forth into all the house of Israel.
Oh, you might need to get some brown party liquor to follow along on this one. Here goes. Here goes. You get you a razor and you shave off every hair on your head and on your face. You divide those into three parts, 1, 2, 3, right there laid out in front of you. You take one of them and you burn it. And you get that good burnt smell going, kind of like when you reach into the grill and look to make sure the fire's going and it whooshes up all in your face. You know that smell. You get that smell going right there. Then the other third, and you take that and you just take a knife and you just start cutting it in a little itty bitty pieces. And then the other one, you just throw it in the wind. Now you take a few of them hairs and you put them in your skirt. And there you have it.
But what?
It's clear as the nose on your face. All of these problems can be solved by a bald man. Sheila has figured it out. Sheila understands it. She got her a bald man, and things have been good for her. The girl, she's going to have to buy a new mattress soon. The thing is worn out so bad. She understands what she's doing. Don't you mess with a bald man. Elijah, what did Elijah do? He sucked a bear on them boys that was making fun of his bald head, and the bear ripped them to pieces. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, right there. Here is the nose on your face.
Oh, Sheila, I'm so happy for you. We are getting a new mattress. That's pretty funny. I have a lot of bald men in my life right now, so I'm not sleeping.
If your man ain't bald, make him get bald. That's what it's all about. If he ain't bald now, he'll be bald later, and when he's bald later, he's going to be the best thing you ever had. So look for a man with a receding hairline and maybe a little bit of thinning on the back, kind of looks like a chimpanzee's butt. You know what I'm talking about? Right back there. Call him monkey butt all day long, and he'll follow you to the ends of the earth. I guarantee it.
Monkey butt.
Oh. It always goes south these days pretty fast. Well, now I know what Ezekiel 5, 1 through 4 means. What, Ian?
I said it was right there. We've just been telling you all along. It's been right there laid out in front of it, right there in front of you.
Oh, fire will spread from there to Israel. Wow. I'll have to go back and read it again when I'm not in your midst and in shock. Oh, dear.
Well, ladies, remember, we are not as good as we once was, but we're as good once as we ever was. TTFN.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
Hi, Ian. Oh, my God.
For popping in.
That was so cool.
Oh, my God. I guess that conjure of sacrifice works, right? I always wanted to conjure Ian to come into a Gaga school.
There you go. There you go. Oh, my God, that Ezekiel passage.
Nice. I know, sure, too. There he goes.
Dang, though. Wow. Take a few hairs and tuck them away in the fold of your garment?
In the skirt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I may have to talk to him again on Saturday about that one. Maybe worth a call in. Oh, my God. Well, that was awesome.
Wow. Everyone's going to be so jealous.
Yeah. So I wish you'd gotten to talk about the red tide.
Yeah, well, that didn't... I don't know how that applied to the right side.
Well, you know what I mean, since you had the discussion last week and it didn't...
Right.
It didn't come through. But, you know, you get kind of awestruck in the presence of Ion.
That's true. That's true.
Doesn't all those words.
Yeah, because last time when I asked him about the red tie, he fell off.
I know. You were probably... You're probably not... I'm not going to go down that road again. Oh, my God, that's great.
He off himself.
I know. I don't remember. Did anybody find out what did happen? Oh, he came back. He did get knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just didn't ask again, right?
Well, I mean, I asked him if the red, he said the phosphorus.
Right.
It wasn't going to be in the water. It will be as the state of the water. It would be phosphorescent.
So when I asked Dave about that, in his world of physics and light, I have to figure out how to approach that.
Yeah, and I did. Well, that's interesting because blue and red waves, red waves are very fast and blue waves are slow.
Oh.
But he said it would be the color. It would be the pigeon blood red. That water would be pigeon blood red, and it would be phosphorescent.
When I heard that, is that an actual name of a paint? Is that what a paint color says, or is that silly?
Pigeon blood red is kind of like, no, pigeon blood red is a color that you would associate with, like, crystal, like a cut crystal, or maybe a ceramic pigeon blood red.
Mm.
It's a color used early on in my sessions, they referred to.
Oh, so it was for you, of course, because they were addressing you. I do love that. I tell you all the time, you got it again, that Ion, he loves him some Sheila.
Ah, shucks, you'll make me blush.
I loved Bob saying he already knows too much. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, he said, I'd have to bite my tongue, and he's like, tonight, and said, it'll be bleeding all over the place.
Yeah. the stories that our old phone calls could tell. Or the old days could tell. Well, I hate to cut this short, but I have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's been so much fun.
It was very fun. And
can we do it again soon so that we don't have two paydays under our belt next time?
I know, really. You just scratched the surface. Absolutely.
So juicy right now. So.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
All right.
Juicy.
Well, I will talk to you and.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you
that
again.
Was awesome. Thanks for doing this.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.